我们要看一段经文。
Let's go to scripture.
这段经文在哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
在第十五章第我们从第十五章开始，我们从第三节读到第十一节。
Chapter 15, 3 to 10.
好，我们来一起来看。我当日所领受要传给你们的，第一是耶稣基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
For what I received I pass on to you as of the first importance.
而且埋葬了。
But Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried.
要照圣经所说第三天复活了。
And he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
并且显给基法看，然后给显给十二个使徒看。
And he appeared to Peter and then to the twelve.
后来一时显给五百多弟兄看。
And after that he appeared to more than 500
其中一大半到如今还在。
Most of whom are still living.
却也有已经睡了的。
Though some have fallen asleep.
以后显给雅各看。
Then he appeared to James.
再显给众使徒看。
Then to all the apostles.
末了也显给我看。
And last of all, he appeared to me also.
我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
As to one abnormally born.
我原是使徒中最小的。
For I am the least of the apostles.
不配称为使徒。
And do not even deserve to be called an apostle.
因为我从前逼迫神的教会。
Because I persecuted the church of God.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的。
And his grace to me was not without effect.
我比众使徒格外劳苦。
No, I worked harder than all of them.
这原不是我。
Yet not I.
乃是神的恩与我同在。
But the grace of God that was with me.
不拘是我。
Whether.
是众使徒。
When it was I or they.This is what we preach.
如此信了。
And this is what you believed.
我们在保罗的这段经文中，我们看到他谈了一个问题，就是耶稣基督的问题。
Paul talked about Jesus Christ in this scripture.
他告诉我们说，耶稣基督是照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
He said Jesus Christ died for our sins.
而且他说埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
And he said he was buried and he was resurrected.
我们看到这是一个信仰的核心。
And this is the basis.
那么人们常常问说，你们传的福音是什么
？People always ask, what is gospel?
什么是福音呢
？What is the gospel?
这个就是全部的福音。
This is all of it.
你就告诉大家说，福音就是耶稣基督为我们的罪死了。
Gospel is Jesus Christ died for our sins.
耶稣基督为我们钉死在十字架上，从死里复活了。
Jesus Christ died for us on the cross and he resurrected.
这个就是福音的全部的内容。
This is all of.
这个就是福音的好消息。
This is the good news.
弟兄姊妹，我们传了福音传了很久。
Brothers and sisters, we try to spread the gospel.
我们说了很多圣经里的哲学。
We talk about a lot about God's word.
但是我们常常会忘记圣经里最根本的东西。
But sometimes we forgot the basic.
就是耶稣基督。
That is.
为我们的罪死了。
Jesus Christ died for our sins.
并且埋葬了。
And buried.
然后第三天复活了。
And was raised from the dead on the third day.
我们很感谢主
we are、so、
所以我们今天有盼望、
so、that we have
我们的盼望在耶稣基督的复活
Our hope is in the resurrection of the Jesus Christ.
所以我们这里看当我们读到这段经文的时候、
so、when we read these scriptures,
我们看到了两个最重要的问题
we saw two most important
一个是死
problems. One is death,
一个是活
the other is
死是基督为我们死
Jesus died for us.
活是基督为我们活
Life is JesusGive us life.
所以这就是基督徒的盼望了。
And that is our eternal hope.
所以前一段报纸上登了这样一则消息。
Not long ago, the newspaper have such news.
说苏格兰有一个科学家，他利用人工受精的技术，复制了一只羊，母羊。
A scientist in Scotland made a clone, the sheep Dolly.
他把这个母羊起个名字叫陶丽。
The chief's name is Dolly.
这个无性生殖的高科技的消息一经发表，顿时成为了世界人们茶余饭后的话题。
This high-tech news, once it's published, becomes an interest all over the world.
那么有人就会问一个问题。
So someone asked,
人类可不可以有一天利用相同的技术复制出一个相同的人来？
Is it possible someday we can clone a human being?
可不可以呢？
So is that possible?
可不可以再复制一个张伯利？
So can we make another Pastor John?
能不能复制皇位？那么人们问这个问题，复制出来这个人，除了身体的形状外，
So the clone human being,
他会不会有跟我一样的思想？
Will they have the same minds?
跟我一样的背景
backgrounds
或者跟我一样的记忆和情感
or memories or emotions
可不可以啊
is that possible
所以有的人就说这是可以的
so someone says yeah it's possible
因为细胞相同复制的人就是一样的
because we can do the same thing
那我想复制我那人他肯定没有经过通缉令的痛苦所以看来复制只能复制一个外在的现象
So it looks like we can only make a similar appearance. But this raises up a question.
这个问题就是关于永生的问题。
This is about eternity.
人们不想死。
So people fear death.
中国古代有一个皇帝叫秦始皇。
The dynasty of the emperor in Qin dynasty.
所以他就去求这个长生不老的药。
He pursued the medicine which will give him eternal life. But after all, he died.
清朝有一个皇帝。
We have another emperor in Qin dynasty.
也去求长生不老的药。
Who did the same thing?
后来他找了一些道士为他炼丹。
And he found some monks that make medicine.
结果后来他丹药中毒死掉了。
But then he got poisoned by those medicines.
这个皇帝叫雍正。所以我们看到永生成为人们一个向往一个问题
So we see that people are so interested in eternal life
那主耶稣就说复活在我生命在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活
So Jesus said in John 11:25
约翰福音第十一章二十五节
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
所以保罗对哥林多教会提出这样一个提醒。
So Paul warned the Corinthian church.
是因为哥林多教会很多担任教师的人不承认有身体复活的事情。
Because some of the instructors in the Corinthian churches doesn't believe the resurrection.
他们认为复活只是一个灵魂的复活。
They believe the The resurrection of
所以保罗说这个不是福音的。
So Paul said this is not gospel.
这个福音是我们的身体也同样的会跟着耶稣基督复活。
Our body will also be raised from the dead.
保罗说并不是他们若不是突然的相信能以赤手我传给你们的就必因着福音得救。
So,
你就照意思说吧。
Okay.
这照意思说好。我这也是意思。
Okay, so Paul said we will be saved by gospel.
所以耶稣基督从死里复活。
So Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.
这是基督徒信仰的一个根基。
That is the base of Christianity.
如果我们不相信耶稣基督从死里复活，我们的信仰是枉然的。
If we don't believe in resurrection, then our faith is in vain.
你想吧，我们信耶稣基督为我们钉十字架上了。
Think about it. When we think about Jesus Christ died for us on the cross.
可是耶稣死了却没有消息了。
But then after death, he's vanished.
那我们信的人有什么盼望呢
？So where's our hope?
所以我们信的人就没有任何的盼望。
So we don't have any hope.
所以我们首先会看到保罗在这里告诉我们，强调一个非常重要的，就是主耶稣从死里复活。
So Paul emphasized here Jesus raised from the dead.
你看保罗说，我当日所领受的，又传给你们的。
So Paul said, "What I've received, I pass on to you."
这里面有一个词叫领受。
This is the word.
领受就是表示这个十字架的道理不是保罗发明的。
So receive means he didn't create it himself.
十字架的道理是保罗从主那里领受的。
So the gospel was Paul got.
然后他按照主的给予他的，他小谕他传出去的。
So he passed on based on what he got from Jesus.
他的领受表示说，耶稣基督把这样的无限的救恩给了保罗。
So when he received the word, he gave the eternal hope.
所以我们看到说，福音的基础这是非常非常重要的，有三点。
So there are three important points.
第一点就是主为我们的罪死了。
So first of all, is Jesus Christ died for our sins.
第二点呢？
The second law.
主为我们的罪埋葬了。
Jesus was buried.
第三点呢？
Because of our sins.
主为我们的生命复活了。
And third of all,
死、埋葬和复活，
Jesus,
这是我们基督教信仰的核心。
So death, burial, and resurrection is a.
所以有人会问说，人死了还会复活吗？
So someone asks, how can people?
你问过这个问题没有？
Once they die.
我们很多弟兄姊妹，当我们信主的时候，
when we first believe in Jesus.
当我们来到教会的时候。我们觉得我们相信的是一个理论。
We thought we believe.
我们相信的是一个哲学。
We believe in the philosophy.
我们相信的是一个宗教。
We believe in the religion.
所以我们觉得这个只要讲耶稣基督的道理就好了。
So we thought it's fine if we just talk about theory.
不一定非得讲复活的事情。
We don't have to talk about resurrection.
至于死后怎么样，反正这个都不太重要。
Who cares about what happens after that?
这是错误的。
But that's wrong.
这是错误的。
That's very wrong.
所以圣经说人是可以复活的。
Because Bible says we will be raised from the dead.
那我们的复活不仅是灵魂的复活，是肉体的复活。
So our resurrection is not only spirit but also physical body.
那么有人说我们现在都实行火葬。
So now, cremation is very popular.
我们都烧成烟了。
So when we're all turning to ashes after we die,
骨灰丢到大海里去了。
Someone spread the ashes into the ocean.
然后有的这个被鱼吃掉了都。
And it's eaten by the fish.
那我们复活的时候从鱼肚子里出来吗？
So are we going to get out from the ocean?
所以这是用人的思维来想问题，对不对？
That's human logic.
其实这个古埃及的人也在想这个问题。
Actually, the ancient Greeks thought about the same.
古埃及的人相信有复活。
The ancient Greeks, they believe in resurrection.
所以古埃及人，但是古埃及人相信说人的身体没有了就不能再复活了。
But they believe you have to have the body to do that.
所以古埃及就发明了一个方法来保存人的身体。
So they designed something that will preserve people's body.
你到古埃及的博物馆，你看到就那叫木乃伊。
So if you go to the
museum, 其实我们知道我们的主是无所不能的。
Actually, we know our God is.
主的复活不是按照人的想法说把你从这个肉体上拿回来，不是的。
The gospel Jesus said is not about the physical.
所以耶稣基督在哥林多前书第十五章，三十六节到三十八节讲了一段话。
36 to 37.
三十六到三十八。
36 to 38.
他说无知的人呢，无知的人，36 38。
How foolish.
无知的人呢，你所种的若不死就不能生。
What you sow does not come to life unless it dies.
并且你所种的不是那将来的形体，不过是籽粒。
When you sow you do not plant the body that will be but just a seed.
既如麦子，
perhaps a wheat,
或是别的谷，
of something else.
但神随自己的意思给他一个形体。
But God gives it a body as he has determined.
并叫各等籽粒各有自己的形体。
And to each of seed he gives his body, his own body.
你看到主耶稣告诉说我们的如果不死啊，我们就不会复活。
So Jesus tells us if we don't die we cannot come back to life again.
我不知道你种过田地。
So I don't know if you have ever been.
当你把那个玉米的种子种到地上的时候，
When you spread the seeds of the corn in the fields,
那个种子当那个芽一出来那种子就消失了。
When it sprouts the seeds disappeared.
那个身体已经没有了。
The body are gone.
但它在长出来的时候它是不是种子的样式呢？
So when but the plant was grown is it, does it look like the seed?
它不是种子的样式，
it does not look like
它是个秧苗的样式。
It's a young plant.
然后这个秧苗就不断的长大。
And the young plant starts to continue to grow.
复活的道理也是如此。
And the resurrection.
耶稣说一粒麦子若不落在地上死了。
So Jesus said when you sow
就不能结出许多的籽粒来。
So if the seed is not spread into the field, if it doesn't die, it cannot.
所以有人会问说，将来我们的身体都不知道到哪里去，耶稣怎么找得到呢？
So people said our body is already gone. How can Jesus find our body?
有一个大科学家叫牛顿。
There's a famous scientist.
他有一个年幼的亲戚。
He has a young relative.
这个亲戚在主日学里边听到牧师讲说，这个人会复活。
The relative heard.Pastor talking about,
然后他不明白，
the revival of the
他就去问牛顿。
So he went to ask
牛顿就把他带到了实验室里边。
Newton took him to the lab.
然后他把一把铁沙子撒在地上。
And threw him a handful of iron sand.
然后他用这个磁铁放在上面移动。
And he moves a magnet above the sand.
那很快的，这些铁沙子就被磁铁吸引到磁铁上去了。
And the sand was drawn, was absorbed to the
牛顿什么都没有讲。
So to the magnet.
那个小孩子就明白了复活的道理。
And the child understood.
所以有一天，当我们会离开这世界，我们的肉体会腐烂。
So one day when we leave this world, our physical bodies will corrupt.
但是当号筒吹响的时候
，But when the trumpet is sounded,
当主耶稣再来的时候
，When Jesus here for the second time,
我们就会被主重新的从地上。
Will be called for us.
我们重新复活，无论我们的身体当时在哪里
，No matter where our physical
bodies are, 我们一样的与主复活。
We will be with Jesus.
这个不是今天我们的眼睛和我们的思维可以想的一件事情。
This is not something we can see or we can feel right now.
所以保罗在这里强调了主的复活。
So Paul emphasized the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
很多人不太相信。
And most of some people don't believe.
保罗就讲了这个，接着就讲下去。
So Paul continued.
保罗说，耶稣复活，他显给很多人来看。
He said he appeared to a lot of people.
他首先显给谁看呢？
So who did he first appear to?
显给基法看。
Peter.
他显给了基法，然后呢，显给了十二个使徒看。
And then to the 12.
后来又显给了五百多个弟兄看。
And then he appeared to more than 500.
其中一大半今天还活着。
Many of whom are still living.
保罗说，其中也有睡了的。
And though some have fallen.
以后要显给雅各看。
And then he appeared to James.
后来又显给众使徒看。
And then to all the apostles.
最后他说显给。我来看。
And last of all, he appeared to Paul.
所以我们在这个经文中看到保罗亲眼看到耶稣基督复活的人，他都列了出来。
So we see that Paul lists everybody who have ever seen Jesus after.
那么他首先说他显给了彼得看。
First of all, he appeared to Peter.
那这是很动人的一件事情。
And this is very touching.
因为彼得有三次不信耶稣。
Because we all know that Peter denied Lord
Jesus
for three times. Three times he denied Jesus.
可是复活的主却单独的向三次不认他的人显现。
But when Jesus resurrected, he first appeared to Peter, who denied him three times.
可见主耶稣基督的救恩是何等的大哈。
So we can see God's grace and love.
他没有因为彼得的软弱不认他。
He did not count Peter's weakness.
那么然后呢？他又有一次在加利利所约定的山上向其他的十一个使徒显现。
And then the second time he appeared to the 12 at Galilee.
所以当他显现完了，他又显给了五百多个弟兄看。
And then after that he appeared to more than 500.
保罗说：“当我说这话的时候，这五百个弟兄已经有的是睡着了、死了的。”
Paul said, "Many of whom are already dead when he was."
但是保罗也说，这五百个弟兄现在还有很多在活着。
But most of them, some of them are still living.
如果你们不相信我说的，你们可以去问这些弟兄。
If you don't believe in me, you can go ask them.
所以，如果那个时候，如果那些活着的人说耶稣没有复活的话，我看今天没有基督教。
So if those people who are living said they didn't see Jesus,
是因为当时那些人都活着。
It's because they're living.
他们证明耶稣基督活着。
And they testify Jesus.
保罗讲这个话的时候，他非常信说这五百弟兄有的还活着。
So Paul was very confident when he said, among the 500, some of them are still living.
就像今天我们如果讲一件事情。
So just like we're talking about something,
你不相信
today, if you don't believe it,
你可以去做调查。
You can go to investigate.
当你调查出来的结果，你发现和他所说的不一样。
When you investigate, if you find something different,
你就不会再相信。
You won't believe.
所以那个时候是那么多的人活着。
So at that time, so many people can be the testimony.
所以保罗接着告诉说，然后呢要显给雅各看。
And then Jesus appeared to James again.
我们知道这个雅各不是十二个使徒里的雅各。
And we knew that Jesus, James is not one of the 12.
这个雅各是谁呢？
So who is James?
这个雅各是耶稣基督的弟弟。
James is a Jesus brother.
保罗为什么在这里说他也显给雅各看，把他单独的提出来呢
？So why Paul singled him out?
因为雅各过去不信耶稣的。
Because James was not a believer.
他不相信他的这个哥哥就是基督。
He does not believe his own brother.
他不相信这个耶稣就是弥赛亚。
He doesn't believe Jesus was a savior.
尽管从小他们在一个锅里吃饭。
Although they grow up together.
他就坚决的不相信。
He just doesn't believe him.
但是他看见了耶稣复活。
But when he saw him after his death.
当他看到耶稣复活的时候，他彻底的相信了耶稣就是基督。
When he saw him in faith, then he believed in totally.
所以你会看到这里，他就显给雅各看。
So that's why Jesus Christ appeared to James.
后来雅各成了这个耶路撒冷教会的长老。
And then, James was used by God in a great way.
他是第一个为主殉道的人。
He was the first to die for Jesus.
所以我们看到保罗又接着说，末了就是最后。
And then Paul continued, last of all,
他又显给我看。
He appeared to me.
这段经文我们知道是非常非常奇妙的。
So this is
如果你还熟悉《使徒行传》第九章。
So if you
使徒行传第九章，我们看到耶稣怎么向保罗显现的。大家如果有圣经，打开《使徒行传》第九章。如果没有，我们来看这段经文。
Acts 9, chapter 9.
保罗过去是叫扫罗。
So Paul's old name was Saul.
他逼迫耶稣基督。
He persecuted
Christian churches. 他不仅不相信他是基督。
Not only did he not believe.
而且他逼迫他。
He persecuted Christians.
扫罗当时是一个宗教的领袖。
Saul was a leader.
在犹太人中很有地位。
He is very prestigious.
他跟大祭司关系也不错。接着说。大祭司的关系不错。
He's a good friend.
大祭司给他手令。
So he got the order.
他带着大祭司的手令去抓基督徒。
He got the order to persecute.
他抓到了就把基督徒杀掉。
When he catch them, he kills them.
所以那一天他行在路上去抓基督徒的时候。
So when he is on his way to pursue
the Christians, 耶稣基督向他显现。
Jesus Christ appeared to him.
耶稣说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
So Jesus asked him, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗所说的他幕后向我显现，就是指这段经历。
So Paul was talking about how Jesus Christ.
你为什么逼迫我？
So why do you persecute me?
扫罗就跪在地上。
So Paul,
因为这个光是从天上下来的。
Because the light was from the heaven.
这个声音是从天上下来的。
The voice was from the heaven.
所以扫罗在那个时候他看到周围没有其他的人。
So Paul didn't see anybody around him.
他相信那个说话的向他说话的是上帝。
So that at that moment he believed.
所以他就说你是谁呢？
Was God.
我怎么逼迫你了呢？
Who are you? How did I persecute you?
他感觉很奇怪。
He was confused.
但是上帝对他说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣基督。”
But God said, "I am the one you persecute."
保罗有没有逼迫过耶稣呢？基督呢
？So did Paul really persecute Jesus?
好像保罗说我没有逼迫过基督啊。
Paul didn't think so.
因为保罗他不敢逼迫基督的。
Because he was.
基督在整个犹太人的观念中都知道他是上帝的。
He knew Jesus is God.
但是保罗不承认耶稣是基督。
But Paul just didn't.
所以他逼迫那些信耶稣是基督的人。
So he was persecuting Christians.
但是那一天保罗明白了。
But that day he understood.
他明白个什么道理呢？第一，他明白耶稣就是基督。
He believed Jesus was.
因为已经向他显现了。
Because Jesus.
第二，他相信神的儿女跟耶稣基督是一体的。
And then he believes Christians are the same in the same body with Jesus.
因为你逼迫了耶稣，就是逼迫了基督。
So when you persecute,
你逼迫了基督徒，就是逼迫了基督。
You persecute Jesus.
所以他明白了这样一个道理。
And that day, that's what he understood.
所以保罗在这里做见证。
So Paul was giving a testimony.
他就说他说他幕后向我显现。
And he was talking about Jesus Christ appeared to him.
所以我们感谢主。其实当保罗讲这个经历的时候。我们知道圣经记载着很多向他显现的事情。
So we know there are many places in the Bible that describes how Jesus.
整个的圣经有十次告诉我们耶稣基督向人显现。
So there are 10 times Bible was talking about how Jesus.
保罗没有全用。
Paul didn't list them all.
但是保罗用了几次。
But Paul.
我们在圣经中我们看到我们拿出来的，其实耶稣基督在马可福音的时候，他向了摩大拉的玛利亚显现。
In Mark, he mentioned. Jesus Christ appeared.
然后他又向两个妇女显现。 然后他又向三个妇女显现。
He appeared to three more women.
然后他又向十个使徒显现。
And he appeared to 10.
然后呢，他又向十一个使徒显现。
And he disappeared.
特别向多马显现。
Especially.
因为多马怀疑。
Especially he appeared.
然后他再向彼得显现。
Because Thomas was.
然后他向雅各显现。
And then he appeared to.
然后他向以马忤斯路上的两个门徒怀疑的人显现。
And James and some others.
然后呢，他在提比利亚海边向七个使徒显现。
And he also appeared to the seven besides.
然后他向五百个弟兄显现。
He also appeared to more than 500.
总共十次。
So all in all,
向这么多的人显现。
Jesus appeared to so many people.
时间是四十天之久。
It's about 40 days.
耶稣显现了四十天，在他复活之后。
Jesus appeared for 40 days after his death.
所以我们刚才说，当保罗在证明耶稣复活的时候
，So when Paul was trying to prove the resurrection of the Christ,
他用了那么多数百个见过耶稣的人。
He used so many people as his witness.
感谢主。
So we thank God.
他最后他讲到他自己。
And then he talked about himself as well.
所以耶稣复活是一个不争的事实。
So that's Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus.
我们感谢主，我们为什么要相信耶稣基督复活呢
？So why do we have to believe in resurrection?
第一，它是历史的事实。
Because first of all, it's a fact.
第二，如果耶稣基督没有复活，我们今天的信仰就没有盼望。
Second of all, if there's no resurrection, there's no Christianity.
如果我们相信耶稣基督没有复活。
If we don't believe in resurrection,
我们今天的生活一定是另外一个样子。
So our life will be totally different.
什么样子呢？
How would it be?
那我们就不把我们的盼望放在未来。
So now we will no longer have eternal hope.
我们会把我们的盼望放在现在。
We will put our hope in the world.
所以我们就会及时的行乐。
So we will just go with our own desires.
该干嘛干嘛。
We do whatever that pleases us.
所以哥林多前书十五章三十二节说：“若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，
so,
因为明天要死了。”
So First Corinthians 15:32.
你就说意思就好了，你不用看他，你就跟我说。
Let us
若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝，因为明天就死了。
Let us eat and drink.Because for tomorrow we'll die.
所以当时哥林多的教会相信这个东西。
So the church, the Corinthian church is believing.
哥林多的教会他不相信人会从死里复活，所以哥林多教会很强调享乐的。
So because they don't believe in resurrection, so they concentrate on pleasure of the current life.
哥林多强调享乐的教会，所以保罗批评他们。
So Paul criticized them.
当时有享乐主义，还有禁欲主义。
There are all kinds of philosophies.
还有柏拉图主义
Plato,
等各种哲学对哥林多教会有很强的影响。
All these philosophies have a lot of influence.
因为哥林多教会很多的老教师说，人死如灯灭。
There are a lot of the teachers in that church saying, when people die, it's like the light is turned out.
那我们不还赶紧的纵情宴乐
？So why don't we just do whatever we please？
所以他们连犹太人的宗教形式都不要了。
They don't even want the Jews.
他们就浸淫在物质享受中。
They just want the material pleasures.
可是保罗说不要自欺。
But Paul said, "Don't."
因为复活是实实在在的事。
Because resurrection is a fact.
保罗说你们要警醒为善，不要犯罪。
Paul said, "You should be doing. You should be careful not to sin. You should live for Jesus."
所以我们看到今天的世界跟当时的哥林多教会是何等的相似。
So we can see there are a lot of similarities among today's world.
尤其我们今天回到中国，看看中国的生活。
When we go back to China these days,
享乐主义
This is material pleasures.
人们有钱了就及时享乐
So when people have money,
为什么呢
They just do whatever
they want to. 因为人们明天没有盼望
Because they don't have a hope for tomorrow.
他们没有永生的盼望
They don't have eternal hope.
他们觉得生命结束就结束了
They think when the life is
end, 所以他就赶紧的及时享乐
It's the end of it, so we have to do all we can.
他这个挣的钱，他可以这个一顿吃的几千几万的
So they can just spend thousands of dollars on a fancy dinner.
他觉得这不是问题。
They don't think it's a problem.
所以喝酒可以天天喝的。
They want to drink every day.
很多人都喝的。我有个同学已经现在喝瘫痪了，还在喝呢。
I have a classmate who became handicapped because of drinking.
你就会看他们非常的现实。
You can see all they're looking at was material life.
我那天打电话给他一个好朋友，是我的好朋友，问我说他太太离开他没有？因为他瘫痪了嘛。
So I called him the other day and asked if you know.
他有钱，有钱之前，那个太太已经走了。
So his wife left him. Left
他有钱以后娶了一个比他小三十岁的太太。
And after he got rich, he married someone who is
他还觉得合乎宗道。
And he think that's fine.
因为杨振宁娶了一个小五十岁，他还赶不上他呢。
翻了，你得翻你得说这个。
你不能听，你不是听到，你是翻听。
怎么翻呢？
所以当他这个遇到这些问题的时候
，So when he encountered all these problems，
他当然及时享乐。
So he just do whatever he pleased。
后来我就说，他说我跟我太太讲好了。
So he said I told my wife，
我只要有一口气
，As long as I live，
你就留在这里
，You will be here。
那我那气儿没了
，But once I die，
带着所有的钱你就走吧
，Just leave with all the money。
这叫什么观念呢
？What kind of concept is that？
如果你有那么多的钱，你可以去办一个慈善事业嘛，
啊。When you have that kind of money， you should
你可以办一个希望小学嘛。
You can build elementary school。
总而言之，你会有一点盼望。
So you should have some hope.
所以人没有复活观念很可怜的。
So when people don't have
人没有未来是很可怜的。
It's very
所以这是今天人的生活。
And that's all many people's lives in China right now.
所以感谢主，我们不是这样的。
We thank for God that we're
我们有未来的盼望。
We have eternal hope.
我们知道我们活在今天，但是我们有。
Today,
有盼望的明天
but we also have hope for tomorrow.
我们知道耶稣基督从死里复活了
we know that Jesus
相信他的人
died,
做他儿女的人有一天会同样的从死里复活
we will also be raised from the dead.
所以保罗这里讲了一个极大的真理
So Paul has very
当我们明白这个真理的时候我们就会在爱中来生活
The truth is we need to live in love
保罗讲这个话他告最后他告诉我们说、
so、in the
他说我原是使徒中最小的不被称为使徒
He said for I was the least of the apostles
就像我刚才讲他说因为我从前逼迫过教会
Because he said because he persecuted the Christian church
然而我今天成了何等的人是蒙神的恩才成的
And he said, I become who I am today is by the grace of God.
并且我所啊，他所赐给我的恩不是突然的。
And his grace to me was not without effect.
保罗甚至谦卑地说，他我比众使徒格外的劳苦。
Paul also said humbly that I work harder than.
保罗说原不是我。
It's not.
乃是神的恩与我同在。
It's the grace of God that's with me.
保罗说不拘是我是众使徒，我们如此行，你们也如此信了。
所以
保罗这句话他第一个说出他自己的谦卑
So first of all Paul said it showed his
因为从人的观念中保罗不是十二个使徒之一啊
So in people's mind Paul is not the one of the 12
所以好像不是正规出身的使徒啊
So it's not the most official ones
但是我们从圣经中读到保罗是神特别拣选的
But we read from the Bible that God
是耶稣基督亲自的呼召拣选的
God called to him, called for him personally.
所以拣选了他，他把自己的名字改为保罗。
So then he changed his name from Saul to Paul.
大家都喜欢叫保罗这个名字啊。
Everybody, we all like the name of Paul.
保罗的意思，希腊文的原文是微小的意思。
Paul in Greek means minor, unimportant.
保罗的名字本身就是谦卑的意思。
So Paul means be humble.
所以保罗今天他成为一个使徒，他来传扬耶稣基督死里复活的好消息。
So when Paul becomes apostle, that preaching God's word.
他传了一个属天的奥秘。
He tells us a truth.
他告诉我们，我们的身体会改变的。
He told us our body will change.
我们虽然会死，但是当号筒吹响的时候。
Although we will die, but when the trumpet is sounded,
我们都可以从死里复活的。
We will resurrect from death.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们的生命是有盼望的。
So Paul said, "There's a life. There's a hope for our life."
所以保罗在这个哥林多前书第十五章啊。
So Paul said, "If
you have 机会，你好好读读这十五章。后边他讲了更多的关于复活的道理。
He talked more about resurrection.
他解释了这个复活的道理。这个复活很多人当时不相信的时候保罗就举了很多很多的例子
So Paul gave them a lot of examples about resurrection
保罗讲的他说或有人问说死人怎么复活呢
So people ask how can the dead be come to life
带着什么身体来呢
In what body will they come
保罗又接着说无知的人呢
Paul said foolish
你所种的若不死就不能生
What you sow does not come to life unless you die
并且你所种的不是那将来的形体
When you sow you do not plant the body
不过是籽粒
But just a seed
进入麦子
Perhaps of wheat
或是别样的
Or of something else
但神随自己的意思给他一个形体
But God gives it the body as he has determined
并叫各等籽粒各有自己的形体
And to each kind of seed he gives his own body
他说凡肉体各有不同
All flesh is not the same. No man has one kind of flesh, animal have one kind of flesh, birds another, and fish another.
有天上的形体，也有地上的形体。
There are also heavenly bodies and there are earthly bodies.
但天上的形体的荣光是一样的。
But the splendor of heavenly bodies is different.
地上形体的荣光又是一样的。
The splendor of the earthly bodies is another.
日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光。
The sun has its own kind of splendor.
The
more another, and the stars another, and the star different.
所以保罗说，死人的复活也是这样的。
So Paul said, the people who die are the same.
所种的是必然朽坏的。
When you whatever you sow will come back.
复活的是不朽坏的。
And whatever come back to life.
我刚才讲了那个谷粒，当它落到地上的时候，它必然是会腐烂的。
So when the seed is
in the field, it will
collapse.
Because it 这个芽会长出新的形体，是跟籽粒不一样的。
The body is different from the seed.
所以这就是复活的道理。
That is the essence.
保罗接着说：“若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。”
So Paul said,
四十四节。
Oh, so 44. Sorry.
所种的是血气的身体。
It is sown a natural body, and it is raised a spiritual body.
复活的是灵性的身体。
Resurrection.
若是血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
So the physical body will have the spiritual part also.
所以他说，经上记着说，首先的亚当，首先的人亚当，成了有灵的活人。
So Bible says, Adam was breathed into life by God.
末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
And the Adam in the final days.
这句话很难，很不太容易理解。
This is hard to understand.
用一个普通的话来说，当亚当当年的第一个亚当当他来的时候，
so when the first Adam was created,
神给他一口气，他成了有灵的活人。
God breathed life into him, so he has.
后来当他犯了罪的时候，这个灵就离开了他。
So when he sinned, the spirit left him.
他就成了一个无灵的活人。
So he lives without.
人还活着。
The physical body is alive.
但他灵死了。
But spirit has died.
什么叫灵死了呢？与神的关系断绝了。
It means he's separated from God.
这个灵跟神是通的，但他不通了。那末后的亚当是指谁呢
？In final days, what is the Adam?
末后的亚当就是耶稣基督。
The Adam is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督来了。
Jesus Christ
使我们恢复了跟神的那个灵的沟通。
He restored our communication with God.
所以耶稣使我们成了活有灵的活人。
He breathed life into us.
就大概这个意思。所以当我们知道当我们成为有灵的活人我们就成为一个新造的人
so we knew that once our spirit is relieved,
所以圣经说呀若有人在基督里他就是新造的人
so Bible says, when in a, when
旧事已过都变成新的
了 the old has gone, the new has gone.
一切都出于神
Everything comes from God.
上帝借着基督使我们与他和好
Jesus used GodUse Jesus to restore our relationship.
所以将传福音的职分交给了我们众弟兄姊妹。
And gave us a mission to spread the good news.
我们感谢
主。We're thankful.
所以我们今天有传福音的能力。
So we have the power, authority.
我们有永生的盼望。
To spread the gospel.
所以我们今天活着就是为主而活。
We have eternal hope, so we should live for God.
加拉太书说：“活着的不再是我呀。”
So it's not me living in me anymore.
是耶稣基督在我里边活着。
But it's Jesus Christ living in me.
他是爱我。
He loves me.
为我舍己。
He died for me.
那什么意思呢？
So、
所以耶稣基督的复活为我们解开了人生的三个最大的问题。
So Jesus Christ has solved the three most important of our life.
第一个死亡的问题。
So first of all is death.
我们人不能决定我们的死亡。
We can't decide when we're gonna die.
但是人一定会死亡的。
But we will all die.
什么时候死你不知道。
You don't know when it's gonna come.
但上帝掌握你的死。
But God controls it all.
所以人类的坟墓不是终结。
So our graves is not the end of our life.
死亡不是人生的终结。
Death is not the end of our life.
死亡是人生换一个形式的开始。
God is another, death is another.
我们叫它永恒。
We call it eternity.
你想是不是永恒啊？我们今天呢，在世界上我们是短暂的。
So the life on earth is only temporary.
我们没有来到这个世界之前，这个世界是永恒的。
When we before we came to this world,
当我们进入世界，我们有了生命，有了时间。
When we have came to this world, we have life.
所以我们把我们人生这个时间，我们称为滚滚红尘。
So we call this life is temporary.
当有一天我们离开这个世界。
When we leave this world,
我们又进入永恒。
We come into, we go into eternity.
你会看到那个病人在那个医院里边，他身上插那个叫什么？ 那个一个仪器吗？
So have you seen the people who are dying in the hospital?
你看到那个仪器，那个线是波动的吗？不是滚滚红尘吗？
You can see there are lines that symbolize.
当生命结束的时候，那线就直了，滋儿进入永恒。
So when they die, their heartbeats are gone.
那就是永恒。可是基督徒活的，是不是活的滚滚红尘就拉倒了？
So for Christians,
不是的，
the worldly life is the end of
the world. 基督徒要进入到永生中去的。
For us, we need to enter the eternity.
第二点，人是借着神的儿子耶稣基督才可以得到永生的。
But we can only go into eternity through Jesus Christ.
天上地下没有赐下别的名可以靠着得救。
There is no other authorities or
anything. 唯有耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ.
所以当没有信主的人，当你相信耶稣基督是你的救主。
So if you're a non-believer, if you accept Jesus Christ as
your Savior, 有一天耶稣基督再来的时候，
when Jesus comes the
second time, 我们就跟着主一同的复活。
We will come back to life.
第三点，主耶稣基督替我们死。
And the second of all, Jesus Christ died for us.
我们这些活着还在滚滚红尘中的时候，
so when we're still living on this world,
就要活出那个永恒的盼望。
We need to live according to our eternal.
就是活出耶稣基督的样。
We need to live to His glory.
也要传扬耶稣基督的好消息。
We need to spread the gospel.
把福音告诉世人。
To tell the gospel to all.
为主耶稣而活。
To live for Him.
有一个现代的一个著名的诗人叫艾洛特。
A very famous poet, Eliot.
他在这个诗中，他称耶稣为伤者的外科医生。
In his poem, he called Jesus the surgeon for the wounded.
他说耶稣是伤者的外科医生。
He said Jesus is a surgeon for the wounded.
是死人的护士。
He is a nurse of the dying.
他的诗是这样写的。
His poem reads.
我们唯一的健康就是生病。
Our only health is to be sick.
要复原，我们就需要病重。
And to recover, we need to be even sicker.
你说这个话就这不是病话吗？
What does it mean? It's really confusing.
怎么唯一的健康就是生病呢？
What does it mean that our health is to be sick?
怎么要从病中得康复呢？却是要病重呢？
And to recover, we have to be sicker.
他的意思是什么呢？他说当你知道你自己不够好的时候，
so when he means that when you know you're not good enough, when you know you're sick,
你才有资格信主。
In your spirit, that's the moment you need to turn to God.
你相信你是好人的时候，
when you believe you are all well,
必死无疑。
And you are bound to die.
当你相信你不是好人的时候，
when you believe you're there's something wrong with you,
相信你是罪人的时候，
when you believe you are,
你需要耶稣基督的时候，
when you believe you need Jesus,
必活无疑。
You will live.
为什么？因为那个时候你得到永生了。
Because at that moment you got eternity.
所以我们感谢主。
So we are thankful.
我们信主耶稣的人，我们都有复活的盼望。
As Christians, we have the hope of resurrection.
当以后我们复活的时候，我们的身体都是荣耀的身体。
So when we come back to life, our body.
那你会问一个问题：说复活的时候，身体是20岁的样子呢，30岁的样子呢，还是80岁的样子
？So people ask how will I look like when I come back to life? Am I going to look like 20 years old?
让你选择。你会选择什么时候的样子呢
？So if it's up to you, who would you choose? How old would you choose?
我相信女孩子一定会选择20岁左右的样子。
I believe girls will choose when they're 20s.
男人会选择30岁时的样子。
Guys will choose when they're in their 30s.
我要选择就选择今天的样子。
Pastor John will choose the way he is right now.
因为昨天什么样子我都忘了。
Because he doesn't remember how he looked like.
所以呢，我们用人的想法这是不对的。
So we can't use our own logic.
圣经说，当号筒吹响的时候
，When Bible says when the trumpet sounds.
我们复活的样式
our physical body
不是20岁的样子
is not our
更不是80岁的样子
is not when we're in 80s
是荣耀的样子
is a physical body that's in God's splendor
什么叫荣耀的样子
what is a
耶稣基督有一次
登山的时候 splendor
耶稣有一天登山带了三个门徒
one time Jesus
然后他在山上就显出荣耀的样式
when Jesus Christ climbed a mountain with three of his disciples
都不敢看他对不对
he showed his splendor the three apostles they cannot look at him that's the God of
当耶稣基督复活的时候
so when Jesus Christ
他的身体是什么样式呢
how his physical body
是荣耀的样式
It's a splendor.
他不是耶稣基督20岁的样子，也不是耶稣基督33岁时的样子。
It's not when he was in his 20s or 30s.
他是另外一个样式。
He's another form.
你看很多门徒都认不出来他。
A lot of people, a lot of apostles cannot recognize him.
那多马就站在对面都认不出来他。
People who followed him for 3 years can recognize him.
后来托马就把这个手伸进他的肋骨的时候，才知道他是主耶稣基督。
So Thomas has to feel him to believe him.
这是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery.
但是我们知道我们有这样美好的盼望。
But we know that we have a.
就像保罗所说的，日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光。
Just like Paul said, the moon has its own splendor, the stars have its own splendor, and each in every different way.
保罗说，这星和那星的荣光也有分别，死人复活的时候也是这样。
So that's the same with people.
只要我们记住说，我们所今天的身体必然有天会朽坏。
The body we have right now will corrupt one day.
但是当有一天我们复活的时候，我们就永不朽坏。
But when we are raised from the dead, our body will never corrupt.
所以如果你还没有信耶稣，
So if you're not a believer of
Christ, 今天的身体腐坏了，就永远的朽坏了。
Your current body, when it's corrupt, you're done.
但是当我们信了耶稣的人，我就不再朽坏。
But for us Christians, we will never corrupt.
我们不仅有身体灵魂的复活，我们有身体的复活。
We have our spiritual resurrection and also physical body resurrection.
我们就会永远的与主同在。
We'll be with God always.
我们唱一首回应的诗歌。
Let's sing a song.
因他活着。我们看这首歌词写得非常的好。说神差爱子，人称他耶稣。他赐下爱，医治宽恕。死里复活，使我得自由。那空坟墓，就是我得救的记号。因他活着，我能面对明天。因他活着，不再惧怕。我深知道他掌管明天，生命充满了希望，只因他活着。好，我们来唱这首诗歌《因他活着》。因他活着，我能面对明天。不再惧怕，我深知
盼望。当今天你儿女们站立在你面前的时候，我们相信你为我们钉死在十字架上，我们相信你给我们美好的救恩，我们更相信你从死里复活，主啊，来救赎你儿女们，让我们都得到这美好的盼望，让我们得到永远的生命。主来祝福每个弟兄姊妹，让我们不是活在今天，主啊，不要活在主你的永恒之中，主与我们同在。
哈利路亚。哪位弟兄姊妹，如果你信心有限啊，你说主啊，来帮助我，来相信主，你是复活的主。把手举起来，我为你祷告。有这样的弟兄姊妹没有？哈利路亚，感谢主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。所有相信耶稣基督复活的弟兄姊妹，真实的相信的，请你把手举起来。哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，哈利路亚，请放下。如果你说主，我的信心不够，请你来帮助我，你举手，我为你祷告。有没有这样的弟兄姊妹？感谢主，哈利路亚，主，求你的圣灵在此时此刻进入每个举手的弟兄姊妹心中，相信主你是从死里复活的主，相信我们有一天跟你一同复活。哈利路亚，赞美主，请放下。如果你还没有信耶稣，你说主耶稣，我今天要相信你作为我的救主。有这样的弟兄姊妹，你把手举起来，我为你祷告。感谢主耶稣，还有没有？感谢主，哈利路亚，感谢主，还有没有？赞美耶稣，还有没有？感谢主，感谢主耶稣。圣经说，若人在基督里，他就是新造人。当我们相信耶稣的时候，我们受洗归入他名下的时候，我们就与基督联合。我们在死的形状上与他联合，我们也在复活的形状上与他联合。有一天我们与主一同复活，哈利路亚，我们享受着属天的生命。感谢耶稣。还有哪一位愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主？你把手举起来，我为你祷告。还有没有？哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，感谢主。主耶稣，我们把每个举手的弟兄姊妹都仰望你，主，让你的信心从天而降，主，领导你的儿女们，让我们的心向你全然的敞开。主，让我们相信你是我们的救主，我们相信你是死里复活的主。主，我们感谢你，让我们传扬的就是我们所领受的主耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上，主耶稣他死后三天复活了，他坐在父神的右边，每天为他的儿女代求。让我们相信主耶稣，有一天当号筒吹响的时候，主耶稣再来的时候，我们要跟耶稣一同复活，我们一同得荣耀的身体，得喜乐的生命，得属天的生命。哈利路亚，与我们同在。主，除掉我们心中的怀疑，除掉我们心中的胆怯，除掉我们的侥幸，让凭着信心来跟随耶稣基督。我们也把刚才信主的举手的弟兄姊妹仰望主，祝福他们今天接受了你的救恩，也保守他们一生行在你的话语之中，有你属天的盼望赐给他们，让他们今天有满足的喜乐，转明天有永恒的生命。感谢你与我们同在，奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿们。弟兄姊妹请坐。